News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Sorry, I was just going through some of the findings of your survey. Do you feel they show people are welcoming of migrants?
Absolutely. So I think the first thing that the poll shows is an overall positive attitude. So it shows the majority of people in Ireland have a positive attitude to migration and actually support progressive policies for people making their home here. And that's whether that be for safety, for work, or to join family. And I think, you know, Ireland is a country that knows the migrant experience more than any other, perhaps. And I think this poll shows that the public value migration and that most of us believe that people who move here, you know, enrich our communities and our societies.
I don't wish to be negative because I think most of us want to see people being welcomed here. But I mean, you can look at your survey results in another way. Like 17% don't want us or aren't sure if we should bring in people to work here when there are skill shortages, if we should bring people from outside the EU. That to me is quite a high figure. Like, we're talking about filling skill shortages. 17% of the population say don't do that or we're not sure about doing that. 37% think Ireland, or have qualms about whether Ireland should welcome people moving here, is the glass half empty way of looking at at the survey. Like, that again is a really high figure. Like, how would you answer no to a question that says should people be welcomed when they come here?
Well, I think there's a bit of a problem in the way that some of these polls are covered in the media, that we are constantly focusing on the minority who express a concern or who say they don't know. In some cases, you're including stats of people who say they don't know there.
Yeah, no, I said
and
that.
I would flip that and let's put forward the 82% of people who believe that we should be welcoming people coming to Ireland to work and to look after our older people.
Well, sorry, let's be accurate here. It isn't 82%, it's 64%. 18% disagree, 19% say they won't disagree or agree. I call me a skeptic, but I'd put them in the not welcoming camp.
Well, so there's two different stats in the poll, so just to make it clear for your listeners. So in terms of overall attitude towards migration, 64% were positive. And then when we were looking at people coming to migrate for work, it was 82% who are positive. And I think, like, as I was saying, I think in the media, there's a tendency to focus on the minority who may have a negative view rather than the strong majority who have a positive view.
I think that's a fair criticism, Neil, and it's one I'm happy to take on the chin. But, like, the questions you asked in this survey weren't exactly the most searing of questions. Do you welcome people coming here? If there are skill shortages, should we fill them from outside the EU? They're not exactly questions you would expect huge numbers of people to answer no to. And I suppose my point, and it's my job in the media to explore all sides of the argument, I suppose my point would be, I'm kind of surprised at some of the level of no votes to what are pretty, as I said, benign questions.
Well, I don't think they're benign questions. I think they're trying to get an accurate picture of people's view. And I think in some polling, the questions are presented in a way that's trying to perhaps pull out a negative view. I think these are very unbiased questions. They're trying to get an attitude from people. And I think they've done that. And I think what they've shown is a very positive attitude to people moving here for whatever reason, and a particularly strong attitude for those moving here for work.
Okay, thank you indeed for talking to us this morning. Neil Bruton, Campaigns Manager with the Migrants' Rights Centre Ireland. Thank you for talking to News Talk.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.